department.
Hi.
Hi.
Sorry for waking you up, I apologize.
Okay.
I don't know if you know what's going on next door here. We had an officer involved shooting here a little while ago.
Yeah, we actually
saw an officer. Did somebody come to your house?
Yeah.
A detective?
No.
Okay. It's like the investigative phase. This is the last phase that's going to bother you. I apologize. Mm-hmm. All right.
You want me to come out because my daughter's...
Yeah, that's fine. I'm sorry. Okay. No, that's right. Can I get your name? And your date of birth? Okay, and who are you with?
My wife and my daughter.
And what's your wife's name? No, and daughter?
Yeah.
How old's your daughter? Okay. Can you tell what you heard, if anything,
yeah,
right there?
Yeah, we were laying in bed and watching a movie. And we heard, the first thing we heard was a squealing wheel. And we kind of get used to it because across the street the kids come in. But this was really, really bad. And they got to a point where they were squealing. And then there was metal. And as soon as I heard the metal on metal, I went in and I thought it was wrong. So, I still lay there a minute, but when I heard the yelling, I stopped, and then I heard gunshots. My wife says she heard three, but I don't remember how many.
Okay.
And then we heard more yelling voices, and I grabbed the phone, and then when I opened the door, she was on the floor. And the woman on the dispatch answered, and she said, she didn't, you know, I thought that they'd already know about it, but I heard sirens. Once that happened, she said, I think there's an officer on the scene already. Here's sirens. So she said, get me on the phone.
Okay. And then after it happened, you and your wife discussed about what you heard and saw?
Yeah, a little bit.
It doesn't matter, that's fine.
No, that's fine, yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
And we thought first it was over here, and then where we have been in the back of the house and everything.
Right.
And it seemed to us that the noise was coming from behind us. So we put in the really loud party over there the other night.
Okay. And when you came outside, what did you see?
Police cars, there was three or four of them right here, and that's when I knew it was safe to come out.
Okay, the squealing of the tires, about how long did that last?
Long time, longer than I would have expected. And everything moved so quick. I probably no more than a couple minutes, but it was a long couple minutes.
Right. But you weren't paying attention. You were, time is a hard thing to judge sometimes, so it could have been less, it could have been more.
Right, yeah. I no more than 3 or 4 minutes.
Right.
But seems like, you know, usually you hear squealing tires over here, last 30 seconds, boom, they go.
Was there a pause between the squealing of the tires and the metal, the crashing of the crunching of the metal, or was that?
Yeah, there was. There was the squealing tires first, and it sounded like racing cars, there was metal, and then there was metal.
Okay, and then after that, what? And then as far as the crunching of the metal, or the metal and metal, however you described it, was there a pause between that and the gunshot?
Yeah, but it was a small pause.
Okay.
It was a real small pause.
Now then, how about after the gunshot? You said you heard yelling?
Yeah, heard a lot of yelling.
Could you hear what was being yelled?
I didn't hear words.
Okay.
Yeah, it was an act that tells me
Was it more than one person yelling?
Yeah, there were two.
Okay.
And then I finally heard a woman's voice. Well, at least what I thought was a woman's voice. I don't know. But that was at the end of it. It was almost as if it was like an afterthought.
Okay. Okay, just you and your wife and your daughter were home, right? Okay. Okay. Well, all right, we won't talk to her then. All right, then. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.